News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now today on Daffodil Day, the Irish Cancer Society is urging the public to go all in against cancer. Jed Van de Pol is the CEO of Metro Dublin. He's been a guest on this show before in that capacity, but he's also currently in remission from multiple myeloma. Jed, thanks so much for coming into us this morning. Just start by, if you don't mind, telling us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was brought into the matter. Emergency with a bad stomach pain, and did a scan. And when I looked at the scan, they made the mistake of showing it to me. I saw a large hole in my right hip, and I thought I recognised that. And indeed, it was the it's an incurable bone cancer that my mother died of some 45 years ago.
So when you say you recognise it, because you knew about this because of your mother.
That's right, yeah.
So you kind of self-diagnosed.
I did. And they then brought me in and to give me the bad news, but I already knew the bad news, so it was a little less shocking.
It must have been difficult, though, for you to absorb that news and obviously to tell your family as well.
Well, telling my wife was difficult. I had to do it over the phone because I was being treated for the stomach infection that I had. So it's difficult to do that over the phone. Yeah, that was tough.
And can I ask, if it's not a too intrusive a question, like what did they say to you? What was the diagnosis?
The prognosis was very good, because what I was immediately offered was a new drug. It's a trial drug called isatuximab. And this is a possible cure for what is currently incurable. And I was given a very good prognosis. So that was a good start. I'm patient 001 on this on this trial. And there are 38 of us now on the trial. And it is truly remarkable. After 6 months on the drug, I was cancer free and have been for the last 18 months.
Wow! So actually, I should have. When exactly did you get this diagnosis?
I got it today, 2 years ago.
On this very day,
it was officially confirmed. I saw it maybe 2 weeks earlier. I was officially told 2 years ago today.
2 years on, how are you doing? I mean, you look remarkably well. I was on a public platform with you not that long ago, a few weeks back. You looked incredibly well, and that day as well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. I'm a bit of a joker, and I asked one of the doctors shortly after I got the diagnosis. I said, "Give it to me straight, doc." And he said, "Your bones are like Swiss cheese," which isn't quite what I wanted to hear.
He did give it to me straight.
Yeah. So, since then, the lesions, the bone lesions, as they call them, have halved in size through other treatments that I'm having. But so yeah, it's good.
So obviously, I mean, it was a tough thing, and I'm not in any way lessening that what you've gone through over the last 2 years. But it's also a story of hope on today, Daffodil Day.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. I mean, it's all about cancer research. Just 10 years ago, there were 140,000 people in Ireland living with cancer. There are now 220,000 living with cancer, which might sound bad, but it's actually due to cancer research. The Irish Cancer Society, they spend 3.7 million a year on cancer research, and that's what a lot of the money that we're trying to raise today is going towards. That goes into cancer research and also early detection.
Yeah. And maybe it's important to say it, because we were chatting a little bit about this during the ad break. You know, it's easy to criticise our health service, but there are extraordinary things happening in that health service.
Absolutely incredible things happening. And we get compared, well, our health service gets compared with the NHS. And I think it's far superior to the NHS.
The kind of treatments that are available.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting access to GP care, getting access to cancer care. And it's through agencies like the Irish Cancer Society and Cancer Trials Ireland that we have this amazing system here.
Because obviously this treatment wouldn't have been available. For example, when your late mother had this, I mean, those kind of treatments were we couldn't have dreamed of those kind of treatments.
Well, as Kira was saying, you know, she was just observed for 2 years and it was horrible. Truly horrible.
Now, I know you're giving something back. You're on the Government's Patients Cancer Advisory Committee, but can I just ask you finally, like, the importance of Daffodil Day, what does it mean for you?
Well, it's not just cancer research. We're trying to raise $6 million today. We need a lot more money than that, but today it's go on to cancer.ie. Give there, and also Revolut. If you go onto Revolut, there's a Daffodil Day link there. So it's necessary for it's from cradle to grave, really. It's a salutary thought that one in two people in Ireland will get a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. And it's the cancer research that comes from the likes of the Irish Cancer Society and Daffodil Day.
Well, Jed, you're an absolute tonic. Thank you so much for coming into us and sharing your story this morning. Jed Van de Poel, CEO of Metro Dublin, currently in remission as well from multiple myeloma. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.